Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to OnlyFans Q&A Live, a question and answer show exclusive to OnlyFans and Miami Dolphins Discord server. Now, here's your host, Alf.
And we're on, and this is OnlyFans Q&A Live, the show that we do live on our Discord every single week. OnlyFans, if you want to become a member of our Discord and participate in these shows live, you go to discord.gg/OnlyFans. And you become a member there for $3 a month. By the way, we also have a shop. Yes, you could buy gear. OnlyFans gear, 3YPC gear, and other gear there. We have our Greatest Show on Surf t-shirt there. We also have our sequel to our Tua, or our Miami Tua 2020 shirt. We have the sequel. It's the McDaniel Tua 2024 shirt. Very similar design. We offer it in four colors. You could get it in white, aqua, gray, or black. The black one looks really, really cool. I own all of them, but that's because, you know, I get the samples, so I pay about 20% of what you guys do, you know, because they're samples. But you could go on there now and you could buy gear at our store. And if you want to get to our store, you go to onlyfans.printify. That's printify.me/products. So it's onlyfans.printify.me/products. Okay? And you could get all our stuff on there. We got mugs. We got jackets. We got beach towels. We got all kinds of cool stuff. All right. Let's get this show on the road from biblical rains here in Miami. It hasn't stopped raining for 2 days. Okay, it actually stopped raining yesterday for about an hour and a half. Managed to get my little jog in. I had to be running around puddles over our fair city yesterday. It was a little bit dangerous. People were driving a little bit recklessly, and I was like, you know what? It would be hilarious if the headline were Alf got killed by some driver in a deluge. You know, it looks like that's not happening today because the rain has not let up. So unless I go out there with scuba gear, you know, this is probably not going to happen today. So I'm talking to you guys a little bit earlier on a Wednesday, a day before. And by the way, the Panthers, I can report this now because it's being reported on Twitter. They finally took off from Fort Lauderdale and they're headed to Edmonton. So then they get in pretty late there tonight, get a good night's sleep, and then kick their ass tomorrow to go up 3-0 in the series. They've been spending all day essentially at an airport trying to leave. It's a miracle they could get out. The weather here is ridiculous. Like, this hasn't stopped. The rain has not stopped. In Dolphin news, by the way, Dolphins signed Marcus May. Pretty nice safety. This kind of confirms that they're going to use... I'm not gonna say that they're going to use three safeties a lot, but this kind of confirms that Marcus May will be the third safety, as in a pure backup, which is likely. It's something that you kind of saw coming when you have I would call it a glut, the glut of talent at cornerback. You could have Ramsey playing in the slot. I speculated this as soon as they got Weaver that part of the reason why Fangio fell out of favor last year was because they didn't use Jalen Ramsey how you would use a guy that you're paying $23 million a year to, Okay. He's really good in the slot. Last year you had other players in the slot absolutely getting torched and getting picked on. That Buffalo game and that Ravens game come to mind. You know, maybe you want to isolate their best wide receiver, who they tend to put in the slot. I'm looking right at you, Dallas, who put CeeDee Lamb in the slot and got all of his success in that game against Miami from the slot, while Jalen Ramsey was outside and Kader Kohu was getting just torched. That, I think, is going to change. I hypothesized, I theorized that that would change when they brought in Weaver. If it does change, and I think it will, then that means that Marcus May is your third safety and is not likely to get meaningful snaps as a starter or as a featured player. I still think he'll play some on third down in the dime, because I think that, that he and his skill set allows for Jordan Poyer to be the dime linebacker, which is what he is really, really good at and has been really, really good at since he got to Buffalo. And was still good at last year in Buffalo, actually. So that'd be good. I put up a video in our vetted room on OnlyFans, a cut up of Marcus May's better plays, or what he can do, or what his skill set was last year. He's had injury issues, okay? That's something that has to be fixed. Okay? He played 7 games last year. He's played, I believe it's 20 in the last 3. That's not good. So, he has to stay healthy to contribute. But I think he will. As a third safety, you know, what more can you ask for? Had you gotten a Quandre Diggs, you would have gotten a better player. He would have cost you more money, I would think, as well. And I would also say he would have required a starting position. And maybe that's something that they weren't willing to offer since they got Jordan Poyer to come to town for $2 million. You only get a guy like Jordan Poyer here if you're offering him a starting position, not as a backup. I know it's counterintuitive that he's making less money. And, you know, that would suggest he's a backup, but no. He's essentially taking a pay cut because he's going to get a prominent role. So, and forget about Justin Simmons. That was never happening. He's going to be expensive. He's going to be a starter elsewhere. Hopefully outside of the AFC, and definitely outside of the AFC East. But I'm going to get to some questions in the chat. I'm going to try to take as many as I can before I drown here. It's still raining outside. You could probably hear it on my mic. You could hear the thunder and you could hear the rain hitting my window. So I'm going to get to as many as I can. If you want to talk live on the show, today we don't have anybody in the queue, but maybe we will. But I'm going to try to get to as many questions as I can, so I'm going to start right here. All right, the first question is the rain a sign of good things for the Dolphins because Dolphins are aquatic? That's a good question. Also, WTF is going on in New Jersey with the Jets. What's going on in New Jersey with the Jets is that Aaron Rodgers just blew off mandatory minicamp. He's not going to show up for the entire thing because he's on vacation. Now, you would think, oh, but he's a vet. Like, who cares, right? Well, look, if you're a vet, the on-field work at mini camps, in these mini camps before training camp, are essentially useless. Like, who cares? If you're a veteran player, you really don't need these mini camps on the field. This is really for the rookies. This is really for the second-year players. But if you're a veteran, especially one that did not play last year, he played only, what, 4 snaps or whatever the hell it was? If you're a veteran, you want these mini camps, and you want to be in attendance for these mini camps so you can participate in install and all the classroom sessions and all the indoor sessions to go over the install, because that would allow you to get into training camp running. You'll get into training camp knowing exactly what you're trying to accomplish, what the offense looks like, what the offense will look like, and where everybody is supposed to be and where they're supposed to be and how you're supposed to operate in that offense in different personnel settings. Okay? So it's extremely important for that, not for the on-field work. It's important for all the classroom work, the install stuff. He's not there for it. It's kind of stupid. And he's taking a $50,000 a day fine just to go on this vacation. When you make $50 million a year, I guess you can afford it. It's just stupid. It's a bad, bad look. Next question. Do you think any, and it's the Jets, so good for us. Do you think any of the rookie wide receivers wind up on the practice squad, and how big of a threat would they be to get poached? Well, here's the thing. You can't protect one. Remember, you could protect some. Remember that. I think Taj Washington is a good candidate for the practice squad. We shall see how it shakes out. But you can protect them. Remember that. They get poached once they have to clear waivers. There are guys that you can't protect onto the practice squad. I think he will be one of those that you protect. Who's one player you think could be a surprise cut before week one? It's easy to say that it'll be one of the defensive tackles that they paid for, especially since they guaranteed some money, including Neville Gallimore. I believe his salary is only $1.2 million, but it's almost all guaranteed. Imagine you're handing over a suitcase with $1.2 million in it, you know, and then you cut him. So you essentially just give him $1.2 million to show up for minicamp. I think one of the defensive tackles could be a surprise cut, but I'll give you a real answer. I think Duke Riley could be a surprise cut. Maybe they could save money there, and somebody else emerges as a special teams player and as a fourth linebacker. Remember, Anthony Walker is your third linebacker as of right now, which means Duke Riley is LB4, which means maybe there's somebody else that emerges and they can save a little bit of money by cutting Duke Riley. So we shall see. Durham Smythe is the other one that they could probably save some money. They won't cut him. He's essential personnel. All right, asking you to make a prediction. Do you think Achan opens the 2025 season listed as a wide receiver on the depth chart, shadowing Tariq to be his eventual replacement? I think that is a distinct possibility that he gets designated as just athlete on the roster, and he splits time outside and in the backfield and pretty much everywhere for 2025. So, yeah. Let me see. Was May the one who picked off Allen week one? Where would you have a parade? No, he was not. He was in New Orleans, so he was not the one that picked off Josh Allen. The guy that picked off Josh Allen was Jordan Whitehead. The next question was, where would you have a parade for the Panthers? The Sawgrass would be an interesting choice. You could just go up and down that street, right? You could do the parade inside of Sawgrass Mills Mall. Like, that'd be a good idea. Or you could do the parade on I-75. Start it down here in Miami Gardens and then work your way up toward the Sawgrass Mills Mall and Amerant Bank Arena. Or you could do a boat parade. You could do that too. You could go right up the coast. Go from South Beach all the way up to Hollywood Beach. How's that? Yeah, you could actually do that, by the way. All right? Do a parade, a boat parade. We shall see. Let's not put the cart before the horse. They got two wins. You need four to have any parades. Let's talk about parades when they get their fourth win in this series. Next question. In your eyes, who is the best fit at O-line among the offensive linemen, and who do you expect them to target anyone out of the offensive linemen free agents? I guess you're asking me who is the best fit of the ones that are left.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
I like Greg Van Roten. Mark Lewinsky is also an interesting idea. He has really good tape getting to the second level. Hitting the cutoff, which is something important in this system, especially when you have an outside zone system. So that's important. I like Greg Van Roten. Good resume. Good player last year. So, and I think he could step in and probably start. And I'm guessing he would require to start if he were to sign here. But it has to be cheap. I don't know what they're paying Marcus May. I would guess that it's probably less than what they're paying Poyer, or the same. And that would leave, let's say, $4 million to play with, because you got to pay all your draft picks, and then you want to always move some money over. You want to move some money forward to either pay for Tua by front-loading some of that deal when they give him his extension, or you want some money for emergency purposes this year. So that's who I would say. All right, next question. With the signing of Marcus May, are we done with the safety position? Yes, that's an emphatic yes. No chance or need for Justin Simmons or Quandre Diggs. I love Quandre Diggs. It's not going to happen. They're done. They're done at safety. Marcus May is a guy who's going to play snaps. He's the third safety. Elijah Campbell's the fourth safety. They're done. And they got three UDFAs. One of them might make the roster. Whoever's the best in special teams is probably going to be the fourth safety. I mean, the fifth safety, and that's that. They're not adding any more. You got your three safeties plus Elijah Campbell, and then you're going to see a fifth make the roster as a special teamer and probably practice squad player, inactive on game day. But your three active safeties for game day, every single week, they're on the roster already. It's Jordan Poyer, Siobhan Holland, it's Marcus May. Next question. Also, CK had mentioned that Poyer would not have signed here if it weren't for assurances that he would be starting. That's absolutely true. But that seems strange considering Poyer's age. I always thought he would be a third safety behind free agent signing and Holland. I thought so as well. Evidently, that is not the case. Although they do have now two guys, Marcus May and Jordan Poyer, that are essentially interchangeable. I think they're both really, really good players. Two are better than one. And they're trying to fill one spot. That's a good situation to have. You have your stud in Javon Holland. That's important. He has to stay healthy. Any more surprise signings before camp? Or do you see them aiming for vets wanting to skip some camp time? Surprise signings. Not that I wouldn't say so. A surprise signing. I'm trying to think of one. No? There wouldn't be a surprise signing. Maybe a kicker or a punter for training camp. They always get one of those into camp. But is that really a surprise signing? It's something that they do every single year. And I really don't think that they'll challenge either guy. So, a surprise signing. Nope. Not that I can think of. So, no. No surprise signings. Another question, what Simmons and Diggs a money issue, so Miami pivoted to May. There is no indication that they actually were even in any talks with Justin Simmons or Quandre Diggs. The Justin Simmons thing was just a fantasy by fans that they, you know, you have a great player out there at safety. Why not go get him? The Quandre Diggs thing is something that I brought up because I like him as a player. I like him a lot as a player. By the way, no relations to Stephon Diggs. I know a lot of people have asked, oh, is he related to Stephon Diggs? No, there is no relation. So I don't think Miami pivoted. I don't think that they targeted either one. I have no information whatsoever, and I have asked, that suggests that they have made contact with either Justin Simmons or Quandre Diggs. They went right to Marcus May and signed him. I do not know what the number is. Next question. What if Rodgers had an Achilles setback and this is a cover up by, oh, I like these. These are conspiracy theories. What if Rodgers had an Achilles setback and this is a cover up by the Jets? Usually these these dog shit handled PR slops are indicative of some shady shit. No. I don't think he had an Achilles setback. There's no information on that. Why would they cover it up? And if they do cover it up, they're easily going to be found out. And they're going to lose draft picks for it. You can't do that. Even now, you can't be hiding injuries. That's not something you can do in today's NFL. NFLPA does not allow it. So, yeah, you would get, I wouldn't say you get sued, but you get fined and investigated by the league if that were the truth. Next question. Or did Aaron get abducted by aliens? Always a possibility, by the way. And his replacement doppelganger is being made. That could be. And if you saw him in some of those pictures and some of those videos of him throwing the football during these earlier camps, it did look like a doppelganger. That's not how he throws the football. He was obviously compensating. Okay? But he has time. Remember, there's plenty of time. But there's, as of right now, 12 weeks before it's necessary. I do not expect him to play at all in preseason. Okay? So I would say 12 weeks. He has 12 weeks to be ready to throw a football in actual NFL games. That should be enough for him. He's been out for how long already? It'll be an entire year, calendar year, if he starts week one, which I think he will, of course. So, yeah, he should be fine. You know? I guess this is a statement instead of a question. It says, it's obviously an alien learning human emotions or human motion. Maybe. That's a distinct possibility. Maybe he's on another ayahuasca retreat. Right? That's always a possibility. I think what's clear now with this Aaron Rodgers stuff, all that talk about, oh, you know, I'm going to be here for 2 years. That was all nonsense. He's playing 1 year and he's retiring. That's a fact. All right. We got somebody in the queue. I'm going to bring him up. As soon as I bring you up, identify yourself so that way the audience knows who you are. All right. You're up.
Hey, Officer Byron. I had a question about Aaron Rodgers, actually. I've just seen some Jets fans really coping about this. I just wanted to see what you thought about it. I saw a bunch of Jets fans say, basically, it was a thing where it's like, they have to say it's not mandatory, if that makes sense. Like, they planned this, and then they're saying it's unplanned because then he's just going to get fined and they're not going to get in trouble with the NFLPA, I think it is, the players one.
Yeah.
So I think they can't just say, oh no, it's excused, but we still get in trouble with that. But I think that's cool. I think he's just left because he's a bit of a plan. So is that possible? Could he just kind of skirt around it? And by kind of being oblivious by it, being like, oh no, he's just this is his own fruition, and you know, we're just gonna find him like that. I mean, that could be a possibility, but to me, it just seems a bit far-fetched.
Well, look, first of all, I gotta drop you because you're breaking up here, but I'll get to your entire question. Look, they could have handled this so much better, okay? Robert Saleh got up there, and first of all, I used a word that doesn't exist, inexcused. No, it's unexcused. Okay? He didn't have to do that. He had to say, look, he had a prior engagement. We all know about it. We will have more on it tomorrow. And then tomorrow when you talk to the media, you just obfuscate a little bit more and you keep bullshitting, right? And then at the end of minicamp, when he's not there at all, you say, look, this is something that we knew about. We planned it. We were very much aware of it. Oh, and by the way, yeah, he decided to take the fine for the 5 days. You could also not fine him. It's up to the teams. You don't have to fine him for every single day that he misses. There was a way to handle this. Now, that they handled it a different way, that they handled it the way that they did, which means that they actually made it public, that suggests that somebody along the line wanted to make it public, whether it's the owner, whether it's maybe even Robert Saleh or the GM. Somebody wanted to kind of embarrass Aaron Rodgers with this revelation that he is having an unexcused absence. So, yeah, there was a much better way to handle this. This is the Jets being dysfunctional. This is just what it is. And, you know, it's kind of obvious, man. They needed to, I made a joke today, you know, that the Jets should have drafted Penix at a number at 11. I had one guy say, you are aware that they took that he was taken by Atlanta at number 8. And I'm like, buddy, I spent 2 months covering the draft. I'm pretty sure that Michael Penix Jr. was taken before the Jets could take him at 11. I was making a joke at the Jets' expense, who were obviously saying, you remember all those jokes that were saying, Miami should take Michael Penix Jr. It seems like they're the ones that probably should have been trading up or looking for a quarterback, to have a contingency plan in case their quarterback, their 40-year-old quarterback coming off of an Achilles, flaked out. And I'm not saying that he's flaking out, but this is a flake out. Okay? He should be there. Taking a vacation. Take a vacation next week. You got 12 weeks, okay? Well, actually, you don't, okay? You have about 5 weeks, all right? You have 5 weeks after this week. Take your vacation any one of those 5 weeks, man. Okay? You don't have to take your vacation this week, but you decided to take your vacation this week to blow off all of minicamp for some reason. So for Jet fans that say, oh, there's nothing here. Yeah, there's something here, okay? There is some there, all right? So, all right. We're at 23 minutes. Anybody else have any other questions? I know it's the off season, man, but Jesus Christ. You got me here. You can ask me questions about anything. You want to talk hockey? All right. There's one more question. Just one more question. I'll get to it. If you guys want to talk hockey, we can talk hockey. I'll ask myself questions. Is Lomberg going to be active for tomorrow? Yes, is the answer. Yes. And the expense of who? I would say Lorenz. Okay. So, any more questions? Nope. All right. I guess we'll leave it right there. If you want to participate in any of these shows, which we do every single week, you go to discord.gg/OnlyFans, and you can become a member there for $3 a month. And, of course, do not forget our store. Go to onlyfans.printify.me/products, and you could shop for all our wares there. See you guys next week.
Thanks for listening to OnlyFans Q&A Live.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.